For 17 days, alike by night and day, we mortal men and deathless gods continued mourning. On the 18th, we gave you to the flames. Many fat sheep we slew beside you, and many crook-horned kine. In vesture of the gods you burned, with much anointing oil and much sweet honey. Many Achaean heroes moved in their armor round your blazing pyre, footmen and charioteers, and a loud din arose. And when, at length, Hephaestus' flame had made an end, at dawn we gathered your white bones, Achilles, laid in pure wine and oil. Your mother gave the golden urn, a gift, she said, of Dionysus, and handiwork of famed Hephaestus. In this your white bones lie, illustrious Achilles, mingled with those of dead Patroclus, son of Menoetius, and parted from Antilochus, whom you regarded more than all your other comrades excepting dead Patroclus. Over them all, the powerful host of Argive spearmen built a great stately tomb at a projecting point on the broad Hellespont, so that it might be seen far off upon the sea by men who now are born or shall be born hereafter. Your mother, having besought the gods for splendid prizes, offered them in the open lists to the bravest of the Achaeans. In former days you have been present at the burial of many a hero, when at a king's death young men girt themselves and strove for prizes. But here you would have marveled in your heart far more to see the splendid prizes offered in your honor by silver-footed Thetis, for you were very dear to all the gods. Thus, though you died, you did not lose your name, but ever among mankind, Achilles, your glory shall be great. While as for me, what gain had I in winding up the war? On my return, Zeus purposed me a miserable end at the hands of Aegisthus and my accursed wife. So they conversed together. And now the guide approached, the speedy comer, leading the spirits of the suitors whom Odysseus slew. Amazed, the two drew near to see, and the spirit of Agamemnon, son of Atreus, perceived the son of Melanus, renowned Amphimedon, for Melanus of Ithaca was once his entertainer. Then thus began the spirit of the son of Atreus. Amphimedon, what has happened that you come to this dreary land? All of you chosen men, and all alike in years. One who would pick the best man of a town would choose no others. Was it on shipboard that Poseidon smote you, raising ill winds and heavy seas? Or did fierce men destroy you on the land while you were cutting off their kine or their fair flocks of sheep, or while you fought to win their town and carry off their women? Tell what I ask. I call myself your friend. Do you not recollect how I, with godlike Menelaus, came to your house to urge Odysseus to follow us to Ilius on the well-benched ships? A whole month long we spent crossing the open sea, and found it hard to win the spoiler of towns, Odysseus.